sword, but only the first mistake. And now I'm two quarters in a hot den, and I don't want to forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so I'll write them, so you need them just to get by. One sucky little bit of smart, save it for his badness. Dance, dance.
Talking brewskis, Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis, Marissa Smith is who you see. Why the cooler combo in here? Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, war. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.
Happy Friday, you guys. This is Big Talkin' Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. I'm joined with Rodney Daniels.
Hey, Big Talkin' Brewskis. Happy 2017.
We've got Tim Alexander with us.
Hey, happy new year, everybody.
How you doing, Tim?
I've been good. How are you?
Good. How was your week? How was your New Year's?
My New Year's. Well, am I close enough? Am I good? Am I good?
Yeah.
No, New Year's was really good this year.
Just like talk directly into it.
I'm gonna be.
Right there.
There you go. Give them that radio voice.
White shit right there. That's great. All right.
Yeah.
No, New Year's was good. I did another New York New Year's, but not like the whole. I've been around long enough to know you don't do the Times Square thing because that's for
crazy
a bunch of assholes.
That's for high school.
Yeah. And then I didn't do the club thing. I know that's like another big, go just fucking nuts. But no, me and a bunch of my friends, we went out to dinner at a nice place, like 8 or 9
okay,
of us.
That's nice.
And everybody was kind of from different walks of life. We had, you know, people that are ex-government, there are people that are like technology, there are people like, you know, comics. And then we all went to my buddy's place for like a minute, and then we just went to a lounge. Went to like the Pegu Club on Houston.
I've never been there.
It's a cool little, like, it's like one of those places where you can actually hear each other when you talk.
Okay. Well, that
you
sounds know? Like a gem.
I can't go to places that are in the meatpacking just because they're always, there's a lot of these type of places where it's like, you're not expected to talk. You're supposed to just like go up to some girl's ass and start grinding and assume that she's not going to turn around and slap you. Like that's just,
right.
That's
right.
Just not my, I can't get in those kind of places. It doesn't make any sense to me. So.
I feel like you give that up when you're like 24.
Yeah.
I know, but I have friends who still are like, yo, let's go to Kiss and Fly. Let's go to Tengen. I'm like,
yeah,
Kiss and Fly.
Yeah, like, is that, although, is fuck, is that even around anymore?
I've
never even heard of it.
I used to go to Air.
Is that around anymore?
Probably not. I used to go to Air. I used to go to the Gansevoort, like the top, Gansevoort. Yeah. That's still around.
I was going to say, I feel like the Gansevoort's still around.
Yeah,
the Gansevoort's still around. But I mean, we used to go to like Marquee back in the day. When I was really into clubbing, like when, like high school and college, like we'd go to like the tunnel. We'd go to Limelight and, Sound Factory, you know, so like that's like back, like, but I feel like clubbing now as opposed to clubbing then, it's like, it's so worthless. You know what I mean? Cause it's like back when I used to club, it's like, that's when clubbing was and like you spent a whole week getting your outfit together and like putting your shit together, and like now you go into a club and there's like literally like three kinds of dudes. There's like your J. Crew dude, there's like your Armani Exchange dude, and then there's like your Sean John dude. Like that's it. Like
Sean John dude.
Like, you know what I mean?
With ice.
It's like
I immediately got a visual. That's the one I'm going for.
That's it. And it's just like, oh, like these, like there's no personality. There's no like je ne sais quoi. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, okay. And then like obviously everybody can afford to like get a bottle. That's why they're there. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like
get a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, and then you just end up just sticking around your table.
Right,
because you pay for that bottle.
Yeah, and you spend a lot of fucking money for that bottle. You're like,
right.
I'm not
leaving this bottle.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. I feel like I fell out of love with clubbing, like, in the 90s. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I have, like, because I'm gay, so, like, we still club. Like you see, like 80-year-olds and like
where do you
clubs.
You
but
go
I
out?
Do. I go to more like bars. Like I go to like bars in the Village, the Hangar, or like Monster, and just like.
All right, I don't know I'm these clubs, like, but I guess that makes sense.
Right? Yeah, yeah you should.
Although, no, my sister takes me to a lot of gay clubs, so I'm like, is it the Stonewall? Is
but,
it Henrietta Hudson?
But see, those are all like bars. Now there's like XXL, which is like a club. Like you pay like admission, and like guys are shirtless and just like I can't do that.
Yeah, like there's a smile like creeping up on your face.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, well, yeah, the memory.
Well, you can take me there. I'll go there.
But there you got to be like on some psychedelic drugs or something.
You,
like
you
in order to
you
really
just make
enjoy
fun
that.
Of everybody that is. And that's
the, that's the whole thing. It's fun for the first hour until you hear like that techno music. Like after hour like two, you're just like, okay, I can't do this anymore.
No, honey, just like pump me up with like Red Bull and vodkas and I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cause like back when I used to club, I was like straight edge back then. So like, I was like going to the tunnel and like shit, like completely sober. Like,
what?
Like, yeah, like back then, like my splurge was like having caffeine. So like, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, well, I'm in a club, so I guess I should have a Red Bull.
Wow.
But like, you
that
know,
actually like
wow.
makes you like a, somehow like a lot more fucked up.
Like yeah, like, right?
Be like, I want to go to the tunnel sober. Like
yeah.
That's not okay.
No, that's not okay.
It's just like no.
Handle that.
Right. Well, because like somebody had to like drive back. Like
I think before those places were shutting down, they were like handing you the pills. Like you need this to go in. Like,
right.
It was funny because like everyone thought I was a narc back then. So like I'd be like in the bathroom.
I would too if you're over here drinking a Red Bull.
But like I'm like literally like 18 and like someone's just like, oh, you want some E? I'm like, no thanks. And they're just like, have some E. And I'm like, I'm straight edge. And they're like, are you a cop? I'm like, I shouldn't even be here. I'm 17. Like, I'm like, what do you think? This is fucking 21 Jump Street?
That's me. That's me. That's the first thing I'm thinking. Wait, you don't want to do drugs with me? Are you a cop?
And they'd be like, if you're a cop, you have to tell me. I'm like, literally, I'm going to get grounded in a half hour.
Oh my gosh. I do that at work when I card people. Like, people are like, oh, I don't have my ID. I left it. I'm like, are you a cop? And they're like, no. I'm like, all right, I'll get you a beer.
It's like if you're a cop, you have to tell me, otherwise it's entrapment.
It's entrapment. Hey, I know my laws.
By the way, that's not true. I hope everyone. Like, I've heard that my entire life. That is so not true. The cops are absolutely allowed to lie to you on that.
Like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Like, you've been using this to be like, oh, I'm going to get you an underage beer. Like, don't do that. They're going to like fuck you up.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah, that is not entrapment.
It's not a law. It's some shit you saw in Law and Order one too many times.
Yeah.
Like, Law and Order will fuck you up.
Yeah, Law and Order has no law or order.
Right. Like, it really make you think you're like a lawyer. Like, oh yeah, I know this. I saw it in Law and Order.
Yeah, no.
It does make you feel like you could get away with a crime, like, real easy. Be like, yo, yeah. You need some ammonia to get rid of the, like, to ruin the blood evidence. And
okay, so we're not going anywhere with Tim. As soon as he starts,
see,
like, as soon as I see plastic in Tim, it's like, no bueno.
But that's why I watch the ID channel, Investigation Discovery. That's all about true life murders. You know that it's very difficult for you to get away with that shit. Like very difficult.
Yeah, they think you just one hair and
no
just
seriously,
like, oh,
they'll find like one pube that you just dropped that you didn't even realize you dropped the pube. We could be dropping pubes right now and don't even know it.
So like basically what you're saying is that you have to exfoliate and shave all of your hair before you commit a crime.
I mean that's step three,
right? That's like before you even do the crime.
It's like that's before you do the crime. You got to exfoliate your shit, get rid of your fucking fingerprints, like.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
but,
like,
see, there's always something that's going to fuck up. You got blood splatter. Mm-hmm. Like, what if they fight back? Like, they can get, like, just a tiny bit of saliva and the DNA under the nail, and then you're fucked.
I can't remember. There was, like, some movie back in the day with, like, Ethan Hawke where, like, he had to, like get rid of all of his DNA every single day of his life because, like...
Yes, I think
right?
I know what you're talking about.
And he was like always in the shower with bleach and scrubbing
his
body.
Yeah,
because he had to get rid of all of his DNA. I can't remember the name of that fucking movie.
What was that?
I don't know. I have to look that up now.
Yeah, right. Like, can we get like a check on this?
Ethan Hawke gets rid of his DNA. That doesn't even sound familiar.
Yeah, like I can't remember the name of the friggin' movie, but like it was like
it's
It's like I can't remember.
My tongue now.
I can't remember.
Scrubbing. I'm like scrubbing.
There's so many Ethan Hawke scrubbing body or something like that.
And they'll like stick with you. Like you saw like the movie like one time and they're like, oh yeah, that was a good movie.
And they're like, what the hell is the name of that movie? But it was just like he wasn't like I don't know. It was like some sort of futuristic like movie, and like he wasn't supposed to exist anymore. And so like he would just like have to like scrub his body so like he would have like no DNA evidence because like his kind of DNA wasn't supposed to exist or something. I can't
live like a hotel or something weird.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, I feel like there's some sort of pop culture.
Can you look it up?
And this sounds like it's all up right. Thank you.
Yeah, no, she's got. We got Ariel doing a fact check. Thank you, Ariel. Yeah. So, how was your New Year's, Rodney?
I was in Times Square.
You were working, right?
I was working in Times Square.
Different.
So was it like crazy?
Yeah. Like I had to. I was supposed to be working at 4. So then I get off the subway and they're like, "Oh, you can't walk down 42nd. You can't walk down Broadway. You got to go up to 45th and then try to walk over." I get to 45th. They're like, "Oh no, you got to walk up to 47th." I was like, "Bro, I just walked over here." Okay. And then I had to get like a police escort to actually walk me to work.
Wow.
It was like very intense. But I felt like
was
official.
He cute?
Yeah, it was like walking like this cop. Like,
I'm official, bitches. I'm official.
Right?
I am a goddamn. Everybody's wondering who I am. It's like, look at me. Oh, right? Do you see this face? Police escort, bitches.
Right. And then I went into work.
Yeah. It's like I'm a national fucking treasure.
But no, it was cool. I was just, you know, I was at work. I mean, we all made like $400. It was easy.
No, Tom Hanks wasn't in it.
It wasn't like a super popular movie.
Yeah, it was like, I feel like it was like late 90s, early 2000s.
Straight to like DVD type of.
Yeah, I can't remember. I feel like it was like a one title name.
Yeah.
But I can't remember the name of the fucking movie.
No, I was there. I was in Times Square, so I was watching the whole Mariah Carey debacle. What do you guys think about
it? I didn't see it when it happened.
Yeah, well, I was like watching it like real time, like, damn, Mariah Carey's out front and like all happy about that, and then I saw that she was completely fucking up.
Now, like, was she here or she was out in like California or
something? No, she was in Times Square.
She was in Times Square.
She was in Times Square performing, and apparently something happened with like her backing vocals, and it was just like the music and not the vocals.
Right.
Her earpiece wasn't working, and she's had to pretend, and then eventually she just stopped pretending.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know how I feel about this.
Gattaca.
I remember that is a movie.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I knew it was a one-word film.
Gotcha, Gattaca.
Gattaca. Thank you, Ariel.
Thank you.
It's like popping a pimple. Just like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's just like, oh. That's like, that would have bothered me all night.
All night. Seriously, I would have went to
like,
bed.
What
and
the
then
hell
like,
is the name of that movie?
Gattaca.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah. So, like, she literally just, I don't know. It made me, like, really think, like, when these singers sing, are they really singing? Are they having backing vocals? Like,
I think they all
when
lip-sync.
Should you use that? When should you not?
Like, I think you always, yeah, they always have, like, they're always lip syncing, or they always have the vocals that they recorded professionally playing. Like, they do the same thing for the Super Bowl. People have been called out for that for the Super Bowl.
Right.
But, like, if you think about it, like, there's, like, millions of dollars on the line. You don't want to hear, you don't want to have her, like, not be able to hit the same note she hit when she was 20 years ago.
Right.
And it. And so, you know, you want to have that.
Plus, it's cold outside, and, like, you know, what if she's got a little cold? Like, you know.
Yeah.
It's just going to be. So, I'm of, like, two minds, though, right? Like, so, I feel like part of me, because as a stand-ups, like,
right.
We do live performance all the time.
Yep. Right.
And, you know, if the mic dies, all right, I'm still telling my jokes. You know what I mean? So, but at the same time, I kind of feel like. When you're Mariah Carey and you're just like, all right, this is like a 2-bit production. Fuck these people. Fuck this noise. Then you're just like, all right, you fucked up. You fucked up. I'm not doing this. But
which is kind of like what she like kind of just let kinda, go with.
Yeah.
The like,
yeah.
All right, whatever. Fuck it. It's not working. I'm going to just bop.
Yeah.
Like.
So but I also feel like. You know, like the performer in you is still like kind of like the show must go on.
Right.
Like, yeah. You know, so I kind of feel a little bit like maybe she should have just sung it. But at the same time, if she couldn't hear where she was, I could understand her being like, I'm going to miss my place and like this and the other thing. Cause like,
but I feel like as a performer too, you're able to like, you know, stop. Everybody stop the music and then just grab the mic and just start singing. Like you're Mariah Carey.
You know what? So, I mean, I think that somebody who has a little bit more cred, like she has like diva cred, I guess. She's been around for a long time.
Right.
But she doesn't have like, she's not like an artist. She's a singer, and she's a great singer. She's not just a good singer. She's a great singer,
yeah.
But she's not that kind of person who's going to be like, you know, she's not like Adele. I think Adele like would have just stopped going.
Yeah.
And just made it like this moment and just owned that moment. Mariah Carey's like,
but like Adele is like, I mean, as far as like she's like a diva toddler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, I was gonna
it's
say.
Like Mariah is like a diva senior citizen. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like she's been doing this shit already, since like 89. Right? Yeah. You know, like, it's like, bitches, I've been there. I've done that. Like, if you don't know what I can do, go fuck yourself. Like, you know, where Adele
is
still
how,
like
her whole like, whatever, you guys listen to me singing.
Yeah, like, but like Adele is still just like, you still like me? Okay, cheers. Carry on.
Baby diva.
Yeah, she's like a baby diva. She's still trying to like please people. Mariah's just like, bitches, you don't know. Like,
who would have owned that? Who would have like just taken that?
You already know what I'm about to say. Beyonce. Beyonce has gotten her hair caught in a fan before and continued to sing, okay? Why they had to cut it out. This is some true life shit, okay? She's fallen downstairs. She's gotten her earpiece ripped out where it's like bleeding. And she does not stop singing, okay? That is a diva.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
Just saying. Mic drop.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, is that a diva? I don't consider that a diva. I consider that a performer.
That's a performer. She's a showgirl. She's like, the show must go on. I don't care if I'm bleeding. I don't care if like the mic goes out. You know, one time she fired somebody on stage.
Really?
Yeah, she was like dancing and like the spotlight did not go to where the spotlight was supposed to go to. And she was like, somebody's getting fired. And then just continued dancing. I mean, but hey.
Yeah. Show went on.
Right, the show must go on.
I think
you got one job. You better have that spotlight there.
I would
have
liked
you just put green on me, bitch? Did you just put green on me? Did you not read my rider? I said no green.
Hello. We went through this in rehearsal.
I would have liked to see an Alicia Keys.
She would have, she would have just done it like fucking acapella. She wouldn't give a fuck.
Exactly,
it would
have been like art.
Yeah,
but
like,
there's a difference. Alicia Keys doesn't dance, though.
No, she does not.
No, she does not.
But Mariah Carey doesn't dance either.
Well,
yeah, that's true.
She does a little, you know, shimmy, shimmy.
She does a little.
She's a little shake, shake. And Mama gave you.
Wait, no, she's known for like people carrying her across the stage.
But when you get that far, like I feel like doesn't everybody want to be carried?
Wasn't that her like always? I don't remember her ever being really a dancer, right?
Yeah, like
at the beginning of her career, she was not allowed by her husband to do.
But didn't she start in like kind of gospel?
She did like some gospel
Christian
stuff.
Gospel, because I remember her back in like Christian gospel days, and then when she did her first pop song, I was just like, Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Well,
getting
she came
all
out
sexy.
Honey. Well, she was like literally like sequestered by Tommy Mottola, her ex-husband.
Okay. Right.
Like, he used to keep her like in a room. He would like let her come out to sing and then lock her back in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when she came out. I remember her only as a pop star, but not as like not anywhere in the hip hop world.
And then okay.
She came out with Honey.
She came out with it. Well, then she did something like right after Honey. She did like something with like ODB, right?
Fantasy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's weird when that it's weird when that happens today. If Miley Cyrus were to like suddenly do something with like Redman, you'd be like, what the fuck is that?
I feel the same way.
Well,
about
I was gonna say she does.
Does.
Yeah.
She's very like, I have a song like with her and like Will I Am and.
I don't put that in the same category.
Yeah.
Okay, Wiz Khalifa maybe. But
I feel the same way though about Gwen Stefani, because like I used to listen to No Doubt like back in the original, like when they were still like real ska, and then they got like pop ska, and then all of a sudden it's like, this shit is bananas. And I'm like, what?
Wait,
what? Like, what just happened? Is that Missy? Like,
is that Missy? Like, wait, what channel am I on?
What just happened? Like, what? You used to wear, like, combat boots, and now all of a sudden you're in, like, stilettos and glitter. I don't understand this.
Oh, my God.
It's like you just ruined my childhood.
What happened? Like, and now she's on The Voice.
Yeah. And now she's... Then, okay. Can we talk about Gwen and this Blake Shelton?
I mean, hey, I think it's cute.
Really?
Yeah. What's wrong? What's wrong with it?
I don't... I'm not a fan... Like, Blake, I'm sure, is a very nice man.
Okay.
I'm sure he's a very
he's
nice
probably
man.
Probably huge, too. He's like 6'5".
I hear this giant butt.
You know, just because you're tall doesn't mean that you're proportioned.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying.
You get those
sometimes the tallest men are the most disappointing. But
you're like, that's it. I was waiting for that all night.
It's like, that looks like a 5'2" penis. So anyway, but like...
Well, if the penis is 5'2", that's amazing. That's a medical problem.
We're not talking about fucking Dr. Manhattan.
Right. Like, when you see a 5'2" tall guy. Even though that's a shocker sometimes, too.
Is that in your knees? But like,
where did that come from?
It's like, we even had all those penis. Those jeans weren't that big. But like, I'm sure Blake Shelton is a very nice man. But like... I guess growing up, like, with, like, a punk kind of ska, Gwen Stefani, and, like, you know, that Tragic Kingdom was all about, like, her ex that was in the band, and then, you know, then she, like, what was that, like, the guy that she married,
she was
from
Gavin Rossdale.
Like, and then you got this Gavin guy, and he was, like, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, this is, like, this English, like, rocker guy, and then it's, like, you end up with this Oki? Like...
Like, well,
you own a fashion line. Wake the fuck up.
Right, I mean, but she has like, you know, 5 kids or something like that, right? 4 kids.
Damn.
She has kids. And Blake Shelton was married to Miranda Lambert.
Right.
And they don't have any kids. And they were married for like, what, 5 years or something? It's like the...
Well, he left his wife for her.
Yeah, it's like the Brad Pitt like,
syndrome. It's like the country version of Brangelina.
I wanted to get married and have kids. And the wife's like, no, I'm not doing that. And then they meet somebody. Oh, fuck it. She has kids already. We just add to that.
I don't know. It's just like... And again, I'm sure he's a very nice guy. But like... Somehow, I just see him like spitting tobacco in the bed, and my stomach crawls. Like, you know, he was like, "Oh, you did real good in The Voice today, girl." Like, and I'm like, "Ah." Oh.
I think that you think Blake Shelton is really Larry the Cable Guy.
I don't know.
You're done.
I'm sure that's what he says after.
Happens.
It's like,
get her done.
Are you ready, girl? Because I'm about to get her done.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and this segment's been brought to you by Chardonnay.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. It's a little like, I would want her to be with someone a little bit more like cosmopolitan, a little bit suaver. I mean, I could, if anybody on that show, I'd say Adam Levine better than fucking Blake. I mean, I know he just got married, but like, at least he's like.
She should go break that up.
He's hot. Adam Levine
Fun
can get it.
Fact, I slept with his cousin.
Did you?
LA. Yeah, and they looked just alike.
Oh.
It was hot.
Boy, get in
there. He was like, I met him and I was like, God, you look like Addie. He was like, yeah, I'm Adam Levine's cousin. I was like, yeah, right. And he showed me his Facebook, and sure enough, I was like, all right.
And they're like, all right, you can get it.
1 degree of separation.
Would you go so far as to say that's the closest to sleeping with a famous person you've gotten?
No.
Wow.
Pray tell, Rodney dear.
Can we say this on air?
I would rather.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's
an off air. It's an off air.
I will say that he's a Miami rapper.
Okay. Okay.
That actually does narrow things down.
Like, all I gotta
like
say.
If anyone in Miami is listening right now,
it's like
all right.
Yeah.
I was 19, and yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, I feel like I've had, like, opportunities to sleep with famous people, but I've never taken them. Cause just because, like, I kind of feel like everybody sleeps with them. And so, like, I'd rather be the person that didn't.
Who did you have the opportunity with?
Yeah.
Well, they were a New York Ranger.
Oh.
Yeah, and then
I like
I
met not some, naming names.
We're not naming names.
Yeah, no.
It was a New York Ranger, and at the time, another one was a Giant. Like, that was, like, you know, back in my day when I used to try to go for the athletes, mm-hmm. you know.
It's like, don't catch me a ball player.
You know. Or a puck eater.
Well, like, I'm going to give me a rapper.
I'm from Yonkers. That's a dime a dozen, boo. Yeah,
I'm from Wisconsin. It's not.
Yeah, it's, yeah. From Yonkers, it's like you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a fucking rapper. It's like back in like my neighborhood, everyone was just like fucking like Rough Riders, like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, okay, I get it, I get it. You're a rapper, I get it, I get it.
Like, going to the studio, man.
It's just like, yeah, yeah, bars. You're going to the studio. I got it. I actually, I did meet. I met Redman in college and Method Man in college.
Oh.
They did come to my dorm and I was not there. Because I went to like a small, I went to a small college in New Hampshire. So there was literally like 5 black girls in the school. So like, you know, I think they just went to everybody's room until they found one that was there.
Oh.
Like, it was just basically, I saw like 4 black girls in the crowd. Where do they live? It was just like, oh, that one's like 2 buildings over. Okay.
Whatever happened to Method Man or Red Man?
I think they're still around.
They're still doing things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like, I mean, Red Man's always been like a local guy, right? He's always just like, probably like at a, he's probably at a club right now. He's
yeah,
like,
probably. Probably.
Just,
yeah.
I don't know if he, has he gotten to the point where he's like, all right, I got to slow down. I'm older now. I got to get sober. Or is he just always going to be like,
get lit.
Yeah.
Get lit. Probably get
lit. Yeah. I don't know. Which is also like a question I've kind of always had. It's just like now that marijuana is getting legalized in so many different places, yeah. Like what are we as a society doing with all the people that went to jail because of marijuana?
Yeah, I mean, they should just be
released.
They should just be released. And it sucks because that environment breeds so many other terrible things,
right?
Like violence and stuff like that. That like wouldn't have happened if that thing wasn't illegal. But what they did was probably incredible. But could have been potentially incredibly violent. And so, can you just let them out because weed's legal? But they did this. You know, they cut somebody in a way that person walked with a limp for the rest of their life. You're like. It's like a
nurture versus nature kind of thing, right? You know what I mean? Because it's like their nature was just to smoke weed,
right?
And
right.
then they were nurtured into a criminal, you know.
Because that's
but you can't put it back into the box now. So like it's like, you know, whatever caused it, as horrible as that, it's kind of like God, this is a weird. I don't know if this is the right analogy, but like Europeans came and like took the land from Native Americans. That was horrible. You can't put that back in the box, though. It's like,
right.
It's just the way it is now.
Right.
So, like, you know, these guys who are in jail, people are in jail. Like, yeah, every one of those cases has to be evaluated separately and be like, was it just weed? All right, get out of here.
If right.
If it was like weed and you punch someone's grandma, I'd be like, you're gonna sit around for a little while.
But they already sat around.
Right, that's true. They have to like be reevaluated then, right?
Right, because I mean, if you just punch somebody's grandma, and you know that could have been a Melody grandma, like you know,
some grandmas deserve
bitch had it coming. Okay,
she called me a nigger. Like, all right, like,
oh, those grandmas, huh? She's from Arkansas, grandma.
That grandma was an Okie.
her last name was Shelton.
Like, you know, Granny Shelton. But like that's and then that's the other thing, right? It's like, so now what are like the legal avenues open to these people that have lost so much of their lives because if something is now considered legal? You know, it's like now.
I'm gonna sound really harsh, but I feel like it's a technicality. If you did it before it became legal, you're still gonna be in jail. Like,
I feel like if it's no longer legal, then you need to let them go. But now it's like, well, what does society owe you?
I mean, but it was illegal while you were doing it, so you were breaking the law then. I mean, like,
I'm tending to agree with you, actually.
If, you know, you're breaking the law, like, at that point, but, like, then something changes, like, prohibition at one point was legal for everybody to be, like, drinking, but they didn't take people, like, back out of jail that was, like, making, like, illegal moonshine.
Yeah, it's not like this was, like, civil disobedience. It's not like some, like, Rosa Parks shit where you're like, you gotta
no,
get
No, they
up
were just
police.
Literally, like, yeah, like, on that day, breaking the law and got caught, and now you have to go to jail because that's what the law is.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, but
it's
I...
shitty.
I mean, yeah.
That is
yeah.
Right, I'm not saying that it's not a fucked up situation. If I was, like, in that situation myself, I would definitely be, like, trying to, like, get an appeal or, you know, do something. Get Johnny Cochran. But,
yeah, but, like, I kind of feel like now, like, these people are, like, kind of, like, lost leaders in a way. Like, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like they, you could say that they were visionary. They knew that this was something that was going to happen. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, what happens in a society when you lock up all of your visionaries? I mean, it's going to happen the 21st of January, but, like, you know.
Like, going to jail. We're going to the camps.
Yeah, we're going to the camps. Well, hopefully we get put in the same camp, and then maybe, like, we can still.
We can continue Big Talking Brewskis
yeah,
from the camp.
From the camp. It's like Big Talking Brewskis. From
camp edition.
Yeah. Internment style.
So I was rationing bread today.
It's like, bitch, I got the cheese. Like,
Brandon, your jumpsuit's looking fabulous.
It's just like, oh my god, like, you know, I thought I was gaining weight, and then when I got on this camp diet, look, I can see my ribs. Oh, I've done a lot of crying.
Oh my god, they're listening too.
Oh god, yes.
It is weird where it is impending now. It's like a week away. Is it
the
like,
20th? The 20th. Like give us some time. Yeah.
Over, like 2 weeks away?
There's still time for me to get hit by a truck and like wake up 4 years from now. It's like
what do you think? So like beyond the rhetoric, what do you think is actually gonna happen? Like what do you think is really gonna happen in his assuming first and only term? What is not going to happen that everyone's afraid of, and what is actually going to happen?
Well, I feel like some things are already happening. Okay. Yesterday, Planned Parenthood got defunded, and Obamacare got appealed, and there's no replacement for it. So, Planned Parenthood could lose their funding as quickly as next month. And, you know, the Affordable Care Act was repealed. And so, and there's no replacement for it. So that can, you know, there's hearsay of when that will go into effect. But, you know, there's literally going to be millions of people that will not have health care. And if I speculate and I'm going to cast my magical thinking net out, I'd say by April, these people will probably lose their health care. And you know, the Planned Parenthood will probably lose its funding by, I'd say probably February 1st is quite possible. So, you know, and that puts a lot of, poor people, working class people in a dire situation, especially women. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been lucky enough in my life that, since I was 20 years old, I've had jobs that had insurance. So I've never had to use Planned Parenthood. But I'm also not myopic enough to think that it's not something that might be in the realm of possibility for me to need at some time. And I'm also not as self-centered to think is that that's something that I think other women shouldn't have the ability to use. And I think that it's short-sighted to think that if you're going to be pro-choice, that defunding Planned Parenthood is going to end abortion. That's Planned Parenthood's most of it is just regulatory health care checks.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's pap smears. It's, you know, getting birth control and things like that. So it's and the amount of abortions that they really do is minimal compared to the actual health care that they provide. But I think that it's entirely short-sighted to think that you're going to have millions of women that don't have access to gynecological health care.
Birth control.
And like, not think that you're going to have to pay for children in the future or pay for women with cancer in the future. Yeah. Because, you know, they can do a pap smear very early on and catch a cervical cancer or uterine cancer or ovarian right. cancer that will be so astronomically expensive for we the people to have to pay for chemo for these people right. and, you know, radiation. And how do you get to your appointments? How can they work when they're getting these treatments? And so I think that it's setting society up to fail.
Yeah, that's like a major domino effect, man.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's something to the idea that I only had this idea. Like, should their name be Planned Parenthood?
So
like, it's like right in the like the right looks at that and they're like, oh, you know, only 10 or 5% of what you do is abortions, then why is the word parenthood in your name?
Well, you know,
like,
that's...
Is it branding?
You know, branding is probably a part of it, but I think that that's really minimal because I think that the opposition is really more geared towards controlling women than it is in a name. So I feel like we know that McDonald's is unhealthy and you can, like, people will still buy McDonald's knowing that it's unhealthy, but it's okay that you can eat McDonald's. I mean, if you called it Fat Ass or Us, would people eat it? Probably not, but they would serve the same thing as McDonald's and they'd still stay open.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that it's really, at this point, it's just more about the right, the alt-right, the conservatives that are disengaged and uninterested in what is in favor of women. And I also feel like there's a lot of women that are at fault with this. Because if you are a woman that voted for a Republican or voted for Trump or has a man that voted for a Republican and voted for Trump and you didn't sit down and really clearly state to this person that's in your life, if you care for me, if you care for my sister, my mother, my life, and you're voting for something that is against me, women in general, then you are not caring for me as an individual. I think there's a lot of men out there that think it's like, oh, well, I love my wife and I love my girlfriend, but like, you know, something, it was like, you know, fuck the liberals, let's go get them. And meanwhile, their girlfriends need to go to Planned Parenthood to get that pap smear because this asshole gave them HPV. You know, he's not getting the shot to prevent them from getting HPV. She gets HPV. You know who tells her she's got HPV? Planned Parenthood, because she's working at Walmart and working and getting government subsidies working at Walmart because they live in a small town and he's probably on meth.
Their daughters get pregnant because they can't get the pill that they would get from Planned Parenthood
right.
because now
right.
that's not readily available.
To right. Them. Oh, yeah,
there's
that's
like
a problem, too.
Planned Parenthood like is able to give 15-year-olds are able to go there and get, you know,
right.
contraception, and they're able to protect themselves from getting pregnant and
right.
getting diseases.
See, I think what my what I've been struggling with the whole election is like with our response to Trump is of course is so what's the word? Just
visceral.
Like, visceral is the right word. And it should be. Because it's horrible. Of course it's horrible. And it's ridiculous. It's like the plot of a movie, right?
Yeah.
In fact, it is the plot of a Simpsons show, a Simpsons episode.
Right.
But, you know...
It happened in Scandal, too, but in Scandal he didn't win.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it really happen in Scandal? That's ridiculous. Scandal is the tame version of... but I think that...
Olivia Pope's dad, save us. Go on.
They, I think that the right just have been playing this game so long and so much better, and they, like, they know the like, there are, I'm sure there are right, super right-leaning, alt-right movements. They're called, like, you know, the Foundation for Progress in America, and it won't be a progressive organization. It'll be like a, you know, the Jews shouldn't be here kind of organization.
Right.
But, like, but they'll brand themselves in the right way. I just feel like if you had called this, if 20 years ago they had changed their name to the Women's Clinic or to something and just not Planned Parenthood, you couldn't as easily, like, have this narrative that they spin. I totally understand shutting down Planned Parenthood is horrible, and what they mostly do is not abortion. That's
right,
and that's crazy to even think that. But that's how they spin it. The right just spin it, and they're like, it's called Planned Parenthood. How do you plan it? You flush it down the toilet. Like that's what they're, and, you know. So I'm saying, like, there's this. I mean, not just changing the name, of course, isn't going to solve everything, but it does make me think that they just play this. They play a different game than we on the left and we, the 40 and under, play, right?
Right.
And their audience is just, like, lapping it all up.
Yeah.
You know,
and for now, until their number is up, essentially.
Yeah.
Because the thing that I find is, like, the great irony is that the people that are going to be most affected by these changes are the people that voted for him.
Absolutely.
And it's really the coasts and the educated people that have jobs, that have health care, that, you know, have some sort of savings, that, like, even if the abortion was illegal in their state, that they can afford to go one state over and get an abortion if need be, or go to Canada or Europe or whatever, that those people are still going to be protected.
Yeah.
You know, the whole idea of these, you know, condescending liberals, and the people that are stuck in these dying small towns that aren't leaving, the people that their children are dying of meth and heroin.
Yep.
The people that have, like, you know, like a food shortage in their area, because a lot of these people live in food deserts where they don't even have grocery stores where they are, and they have to buy their food from the Walmarts that are buying contaminated foods that they're worried about. All of the things that, and most of the people that voted for this individual that voted completely against their own best interest, they're the ones that are going to be affected by this the most. And we're all going to have to pay for them.
Yeah.
And that's where my resentment is that you hated the concept of this, you know, these pretentious know-it-all liberals so much that you're going to vote this unqualified, divisive person that lies constantly,
yeah,
or misunderstands the truth, because I'll end up in the
camp.
Yeah,
he's, like, unabashed about it.
Yeah.
No,
so,
like, end up in a camp. because
then I'm going to end up getting sued. So this person that they voted for is really completely against all of their best interests. But then when it comes down to it, they're going to have to rely upon us to pay for them to get out of their holes. And it's like, you know, to me at this point, I just kind of feel like, you know, something, if we're going to pay all these taxes and they want to be, oh, well, screw these liberals. Well, then, you know, something, I only want my tax money to go to liberal states. Like, you know what happens if we get to decide what our tax money goes to?
Oh, God, help them.
You know, it's like, well, you know, you guys wanted this. You deal with it. All of our money is going to be pooled into our cities with people that have our ideals. Yep. Just like you want to have this separation where you want to live in this country with people that only have your ideals. Well, let them take care of you.
Do you think a civil war is, like, actually, like, imminent? Like, that's, like, a big possibility? Because California is talking about
seceding
from the union.
Yeah, they are talking about seceding.
Really? And that's news to me.
Yeah,
that's
so,
like, that's, like, real.
Canada's actually invited from, I believe, Oregon down to California to secede from the Union and join Canada, and that they would give them all of the perks of being Canadian citizens, including universal health care and everything like that. They've actually been invited to join Canada. And so California, as far as I know, is the only one actually making legal proceedings to try to secede.
All right, that I'd be shocked. I don't think that's actually. Do you think that'll go through? Like, sideways from the Trump thing, but do you think in our lifetime that happens?
I think it's possible.
I think, especially under in the situation we're in now, with Trump becoming president and with California being as liberal as it is, absolutely.
I think it's possible because first of all, what sort of ramifications would Canada see if California left the United States and became a part of Canada? Or are we going to have a boots on the ground war with Canada? Because really, we're never going to do that, right?
No.
So we're going to have sanctions against Canada, like some sort of financial sanctions. But they don't really need us for anything because any sort of natural resources we have, they have they share our same geographic, like they have the same amount of oil, the same amount of food. They are a part of the EU, not the EU, but they're a part of Great Britain, parts of them and parts
of
them.
The Commonwealth.
Exactly. Yeah. So they really do have the backing of Europe. So now, are we going to get into a fight with Europe over Canada? No, or I mean,
the fight wouldn't be California joining Canada or any of them joining Canada. It would be seceding from the Union. Period.
Are we going to have a boots on the ground war with California?
Remember who our president's going to be? He is the type of asshole that he's like, oh well, fuck California. Like that's like what his attitude would be. I feel like in the whole situation,
right.
Like oh well.
Yeah,
California's gone. Fuck them. They don't need to be American anyways.
But then they would be backed by Canada, which would be backed by Europe. And, I mean, Europe has been chomping at the bit to get the colonies back since day one. You know what I mean?
You think the queen has been playing the long game the whole time.
She's that bitch hasn't died for a reason.
We're going to get them back.
That's gonna be on a tombstone. I got California back, bitch.
I'm going back to Cali.
Oh god.
No, I can't.
Oh my god, I love you.
I can't see a world where we actually see things get so bad that California secedes.
Well, Texas has been trying to secede for like 8 years.
No one cares if Texas secedes. Like
Nobody cares. They got a lot of oil.
He's freaked out about California. Nobody cares if Texas secedes.
Texas seceding is like your 11-year-old kid telling you he's going to run away. You're like, go ahead, go run, go get to the end of the block and then find out what the hell happens when
exactly
I don't call.
That's what my mom did to me. She said, "Here's $100. Bye." I got to McDonald's and was like, "Oh shit, I don't know what I'm doing." I need to come back home.
My parents would not have done that with me.
They would not. They were like, "Oh, you think you're gonna run away? Okay."
No,
I was
like
11 or 12 too.
Literally, like when I was a kid, I'd be like, "Can you please send me to boarding school?" I think I was like 8 when I was just like, can I go to boarding school? They're like, we can't afford boarding school. Oh, I need better parents.
Oh my god, I love a picture of little Marissa like
it's like it's like, do I have to stay here?
I don't want to be here anymore.
It's like, send me to boarding school, military school, something. Get me out of here.
I do love the image. Like, you guys are insufferable. using words that are too big for your age.
It's just like, really? And I remember, like, I was in, like, some sort of, because like, I was a bit of a nerd in high school. And so I took science classes on Saturdays. And so it was, like, for kids that wanted to be in medicine and science or whatever. And there was like this one girl that was in my class that was actually in a boarding school. And so she came out of boarding school every Saturday to take this class. And like, I remember she got like knocked up when we were like 14. And I was just like, do you know what you've just done to your entire life? Do you know what I would have done to go to boarding school? It's just like, oh, it's so hard being away from your family.
She got knocked up at 14.
I guess that's what goes down in boarding school.
I mean, hello. Wait a minute.
Yeah, boarding school sounds
fun.
All
girls boarding school? Wait.
No, it was a co-ed one. That's the one that I wanted to go to. Yeah. Oh. It was in Dobbs for my master's, and I'm still like, you know, I went to an all-girls school, but it was not, it was a college prep, but it wasn't a boarding school. Like, I was just like, literally, get me the fuck out of here. Like, I'll wear your uniform all fucking day. Get me out of here. Like,
it's the worst of everything. Like, I go to an all-girls school, but I still live with my parents who are insufferable.
It's just like, it's like, tell me again about this Rice-A-Roni. Like,
damn, that's kind of, yeah, that probably sounds.
It's like, you know, it you know, but like my it was interesting. Like my high school experience was interesting because like you know, my dad was a cop and my mom worked in a nursing home, so I was like the poor kid in school. And we've got like kids that were like their parents are like diplomats, like, and they're coming into school in like limos. And like I remember this one girl, like her dad was like a diplomat to Colombia. And so she had a bodyguard that would take her to school every day, and he couldn't come to class with us. So he'd literally sit in the lobby of our school for the entire school day. Oh, and, like, we would just, like, you know, you'd walk past, like, the office, and you'd see him sitting there, and they put a little desk there for him. And we're just like...
Like a school desk? Like a kid's
yeah,
desk?
Yeah, it was, like, literally, like, a little school desk.
That makes it way more demeaning.
And right? So, like, you know... And I remember, like, literally, like, we had our senior trip, and somebody made a threat against her dad. And so, like, we had this big class meeting, and we were supposed to go to Europe for our class trip. And they were just like, well, you know, the problem is that... Where the threat was made against her father that they might try to abduct her, and if you guys were all together, they might try to take you guys. And I remember I was just like, so who's paying for a ransom? Like, if we get taken, who's paying for a ransom? And then they like, the,
take me.
And the principal was just like, well, each individual family would be responsible for collecting the ransom for each child. And I'm like, so basically, what you're saying is all the poor kids are going to end up sex slaves. And all the rich kids are going to get taken out. We're not going on this trip. Like,
wait. So you didn't get a chance to go to Europe because of this bitch?
Yes.
Bitch, stay home. The rest of the class can go.
Yeah.
She just can't go.
No.
Yeah, that seems like so much more logical.
Right, when... Hey. Clearly, if your dad's a diplomat, you can afford Europe. You've probably already been... Left.
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
But it was just like, yeah, no, it was just kind of like we could not. Like,
that's crazy.
That's yeah. So rude. What is this bitch doing now with her life? That's so rude.
I don't know. I don't follow her on Facebook. Like,
get her on. Let's call her right now.
Like, wait, because you like, should feel really bad about that because there's somebody that's like in your class that's dead that never got a chance to go to Europe.
Yeah. No. Definitely. But it was just like one of those things that I was just like, yeah, like, so the family is supposed to get the ransom together. Like, we don't even have a second car or a summer home. Like,
but
no one's paying for me.
Her dad. That's like an isolated you. That's a you problem. Yeah. She shouldn't be able to go to Europe.
Yeah.
The rest of us should be able to still go to Europe.
Well, because probably they thought like no one would believe that she wasn't with us.
But just,
I mean, well, if they were paying attention, there's a bodyguard. Clearly, like
you should have just like brought a picture of her. Like, this is her. Go find her. Here's where she lives. Like,
it's like, yeah.
Just throw her under the bus.
They would have like tried to leverage us as a class to try to get like they were very worried about this.
What?
They were very worried about it.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm like upset now.
Right.
I'm upset about something. How long ago was this?
It didn't even happen to me, but I would still just be upset about the fact like I had to miss out on my senior trip to go to Europe because of this bitch.
This is like 20 years ago?
And now you understand why I wanted to go to boarding school.
Oh my god. The pranks that I would have had to get her. Because I would have been really pissed about not going to Europe.
But the funny thing was, is like she tried to like definitely act like she was like of the people. So like she would have her like cook like make her like a lunch, like a brown bag lunch. So like every day she'd come to the cafeteria with like a brown bag lunch, and she'd like pull out her like out of the book bag, and it's like, look, I'm eating, like, you know, and she's like eating this lunch or whatever, and we're just like, bitch, you literally came in here in a limo and you're pulling out a brown bag. Like, where's your chef? Like, I'm sure you can have your chef like go and make some shit. We're eating these soggy fries in here and you got a chef. Like,
oh, just like God. What I'm picturing her pull out of the brown bag is like she's got to set up the sterno because it's going to be a whole like Korean like, thing.
Yeah, it's going to be like a whole like fondue.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh. So like now this fondue is the Gouda.
Right.
And then we've got the Gruyere over here, and then we'll end it all with Swiss dark chocolate.
Sorry, I like cheese. I'm from Wisconsin.
You're just getting Rodney excited about cheese. Right?
Yeah, it's like, cheese. Tim, I don't know if you need to run. Can you hang out?
I can hang out.
All right, cool. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to start our next segment. But before we go, where can everyone see you next?
Actually, I'm going to be doing a bit of a rundown to Atlanta next week.
Okay.
So I'm going to be in, I should know the name of the show. It's, I think it's called Off the Wall. Well, at the High Wire Comedy. I should know this a lot better than I do. Here it is. I am going to be at, Off the Grid, High Wire Comedy Club, in Atlanta, Georgia, this coming Friday. And then other than that, I'm at Gotham most weeks on, like, Mondays and Tuesdays. Okay. And then I've got a web series that I'm starting to finally produce after, like, 3 years of talking about it. I got a web series I'm starting to produce.
Nice. Okay, so, nice. Yeah. Where can everyone start checking that out?
It'll be a YouTube thing on my YouTube channel. It's going to be called Slipping Up.
Okay.
Maybe I'll talk about it in the next segment a little bit if we have some time.
Yeah. No, sounds good. All right. Rodney.
Oh, I will be hosting a show at Broadway Comedy Club on the 13th. Check me out, 8 p.m.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be on Orange is the New President, which is a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood at Broadway Comedy Club at 2:30. And it was it's the brainchild of one of our former guests, Natalie Lifson, 18-year-old who's a playwright, and she's winning awards all over the place. She's still in high school, and sometimes you meet young people that make you terrified of the future, but this is a young person that actually makes you think that we have a future. So please support her and her stuff whenever you can. Tomorrow at 6:30 is Merriment and Mortification on Auto Shrunken Head. It's a free show, and we've got great lineup there. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, and this is a Big Talk and Brewskies.
There are just too many times that people have tried to look inside of me, wondering what I think of you, and I protect you out of courtesy. Too many times that I've held on when I needed to push away, afraid to say what was on my mind, afraid to say what I need to say. Too many things that you said about me when I'm not around. You think having the upper hand means you gotta keep putting me down, but I've had too many standoffs with you. It's about as much as I can stand, so I'm waiting until the upper hand is mine. 1 minute you're on top, the next you're not. Making your heart stop just before you hit the floor. 1 minute you're on top, the next you're not, missed your shot. Making your heart stop, you think you won, and then it's all gone. So many people like me put so much trust in all your lies, so concerned with what you think to just say what we feel inside. So many people like me walk on eggshells all day long. All I know is it, all I want is to feel like
I'm not stepped on. There are so many things you say that make me feel you cross the line. What goes up will surely fall, and I'm counting down the time. Cause I've had so many standoffs with you. It's about as much as I can stand, so I'm waiting until the upper hand is mine. 1 minute you're on top, that's enough, watch it drop. Making the rock stop just before you hit the floor. 1 minute you're on top, that's enough, missed your shot. Making the rock stop, you think you won, and then it's all gone. Single thing you say, you knew your lies would divide us, but you lied anyway. And all the lies have got you floating up above us all. But what goes up has got to fall. 1 minute you're on top, that's enough, watch it drop. Making the rock stop just before you hit the floor. 1 minute you're on top, that's enough, missed your shot. Making the rock stop, you think you won, and then it's all gone.
Yeah, big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, war. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is Big Talkin' Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. We are back with Rodney Daniels.
What's up, guys? Happy Big Talkin' Brewskis time. You guys ready?
Tim Alexander.
Hey everybody, thanks so much.
And we are joined with Darren Williams.
What up, y'all? I don't have a catchphrase. I'm going to get one. It's Darren.
So now I feel like the audience like walked in on a little bit of a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And before we get like our regular how you do started, I feel like we need to continue this conversation. So now, Darren, what were you asking Tim Alexander just now?
I was like, do you feel like Barack Obama, because Tim Alexander, I don't know if everybody can see him, he's a well-spoken, light-skinned guy, right?
Yeah,
like,
I
don't know if you caught it, I said he looks like Barack Obama before he decided to stop smoking weed and do something with his life, but he's a good-looking guy, and I feel like Barack opened up a new channel of blackness, where Tim, like, you can, like, I'm sure you always felt black, but, like, you don't feel like you have to explain it to people as much anymore, maybe.
Well, all right, so I had a weird relationship with that kind of thing my entire life because I'm not I'm half black, half Irish.
Okay.
So I'm as close to Barack as you can fucking
get. There it
is.
Yeah, you right. got so, it.
Yeah.
And I when I was in elementary school, I grew up in an inner city school, and so it was actually a really weird. It was a weird thing for me to kind of like my relationship with my race. I was very much like I was not one of the black kids.
Yeah.
But I definitely wasn't white.
Yep.
So it was just like a thing. I was just like, what, you know, I was.
You that, were just a thing.
I was just that kid who's like kind of okay at school, not very good at talking to people, and really likes Green Day, even though we all love Biggie. Like,
right.
And so.
Plight of the black nerd.
Yeah.
We've all had it.
But then Barack got elected, and it was like, yo, and then I was like high-fiving black people in the streets.
There
in 2008, that
there it is.
Like, I was
no, for
like
real.
Hugging people in Times Square.
I really think he unified us.
He did.
And it's in a weird, because before Barack, we would never suspect that black guy would be treated like a black guy.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So you watch like this superbly black guy be relegated to just this lazy Negro who golfs all the time, and that nigga doesn't do nothing. Like right. Trump's saying he's not from America. So like, black guys like Tim are like, that ain't right. Wait a second, they would treat me like that. And so, and black guys are like, that guy's like, I thought he doesn't ever experience these things. He does.
Right. He does.
He's like us too.
Right.
And so I'm darker than Tim, but I'm lighter than others.
Yeah.
And I think I speak okay. And so like, I remember when my type of black was like Carlton, and that's nothing you want to feel good about.
Right. Well, we were talking about black nerds before we like got back into the segment, and like how we're all kind of, we were all black nerds back in the day, and that's like the only way you could describe like what we were in school.
You had to qualify your blackness.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you had to, like, please, I'm black, but I got glasses, and I don't like sports.
Yeah. So, like, I have a bit about this, and basically, it's about how Obama is like, he's like my kind of black nerd, because like before Obama, the only black nerds that we had to look up to was either Urkel or the black guy from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, he was the worst.
I was Urkel for Halloween several times in a row.
Like, as a straight black nerd, it wasn't cool. I like, only wanted
And that's
two.
The whole thing, right? It's like Lamar was not a nerd. He was just gay. Mm-hmm. No offense, boo. But like, you know, it's just like, and I'm not saying that, like, you know, you can't have black nerds, but like Lamar wasn't like, you know, like, into, like, Dungeons and Dragons, and he wasn't, like, particularly smart. Like, it wasn't like he, you know, he was, like, getting BJs while he's putting his chemistry set together. It was just, you like, know what I mean?
Who gets BJs while they put chemistry sets together?
People who don't know how to handle chemicals. That sounds
that
dangerous as shit.
Somebody that knows how to get shit done while they're getting shit done.
It's just
you know
one
what
of those
mean?
Things. Like, there's nothing wrong with sucking dick. I want to start. There's nothing wrong with sucking dick, but if you just like Dungeons and Dragons, like, you don't want everybody to just associate that with it. Like, you just want to be like, I just want to be nerdy in my own thing.
I'm going to titrate this shit while I get my dick sucked.
This is like, you know.
We could have had a regular
get,
nerdy black guy.
You
and Lamar. And the
game. Done while you getting your shit done. You know what I mean?
Multitasking.
Exactly. But it's like, Obama's like the perfect nerd, because, like, you know, he was smart, but he was still cool. You know what I mean? He was like a nerd without being a geek.
Yeah.
You know, he right. was like,
and he was definitely
know.
Nerdy with those jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like he wasn't like a dork.
Yeah, he was
you
like
know
Bill
what I mean?
Nye.
He
yeah.
got a really cool black woman it's, as
yeah.
his wife.
You know
we mean? Never we never oh, thought we could do that. It was, we never
he's
thought we could really do that.
Punching above his weight.
Yeah.
That.
No, now it's our weight
like,
now. Though.
Can you see Obama getting swirlies in the like when he was a kid? Like no.
No, he was a man too though. You saw him come up out that water in the beach. Remember he was walking out the beach.
But like I don't see like anybody somebody. Flushing his head down the toilet when he was in elementary school. I don't
no,
see it happening.
No, I can't see that happening.
You know what I mean? But he's going to tell you about the Constitution, and you're going to be like, "All right, Barry,
yeah, <you'll listen.
laughs> tell me about that First Amendment again." Like, you know what I mean? But like at the same time, like I feel like you know, Urkel was like, "Hi, Laura," and you're just like, "Oh."
I was always of the opinion, and this is a thing. I don't have a joke about it. I'm working on it. Like. Maybe Barack Obama is Urkel. Like, what? Like, he's from Chicago, fell in love with a black girl from around the way. We never saw Urkel's parents. We have no idea where he came from. We don't know where he was before he met the
Ooh,
Winslows.
I'm thinking about that because right. I feel like there was like a
Laura is
with,
this
like,
really cool around
like,
the
right.
world. I don't know his parents.
Maybe it's
from Urkel.
Not. You're
where,
right.
Where was his parents? What if Urkel like just stepped I in the chair? Like what if that's Stefan? What if that's Stefan as president right now?
I love that when he stepped into the thing and became
yeah, and
Stefan.
He was like,
Stefan.
Like,
that's how I felt when I got
Urkel.
Contact. I got contact.
Michelle has
like,
a Laura vibe.
Damn. Yeah, she does.
Michelle
yeah,
has
does.
A very Laura vibe, and I could see Barack way goofier when he was younger.
Yeah.
It's the story.
Right.
Yeah.
And just, you know.
Well, because there's photos of them when they're young, and she's looking at him like,
really?
And he's just like.
Did you tell me
here,
you thought
like
Michelle had like some other guy that broke her heart before and she ended up with Brock?
Oh.
Like,
I mean, it's possible.
She's like, a girl like that ain't falling like, for Barack. Barack ain't knocking it down like that.
It's just like, you know, because I. But I mean, doesn't every girl go through that shit? Like, you know, you
gotta
go through like,
you
know, you go through your bad boy stage.
Yeah, you gotta get that
and like, you got this guy and he's just like, every girl wants him and you're just like, all right, and then he breaks your heart. And you're just like, well, this nerd ain't that bad.
I've been many a woman's safe bet.
But then,
sometimes
you know,
it pays off.
The safe bet isn't safe
sometimes
either.
Sometimes it pays off. Sometimes
I love safe. The idea that like there's some like she's the president's wife, but there's some dude who like fucked her the right way. Like,
yeah,
like,
and
she's
yeah.
like, fucked her the way she
like.
There's
a
yo,
you can't tell me there's not like a
yeah.
there's a
yeah.
high school security guard right now. There's a high school security guard in Chicago right now.
Like, oh, I used to bang Michelle every night.
It's like, you know, does Barry make a toes curl like I did? Like,
you know, like he looks at his Snapchat story and every now and then he sees like Michelle USA with the check mark staring at a story.
Please,
she
you
watching.
Know he's sitting in Guantanamo right now. It's just like
I was gonna say,
wait
until
the clock runs out, bitch.
We acting like Barack don't have a week left of drone control. We should chill. We should chill. We should chill. Stop talking about his dick game like that. You killing it, Barack. That White House was screaming.
He's doing it and doing it and doing it. Wow.
The White House bedroom was rocking. Do you know how bad the next White House sex is about to be? Switching off into this next.
Well, she, first of all, she's not even going to be in D.C.
It's going to be.
I don't know.
I don't think they have sex now.
So is Trump really? You think he doesn't have sex?
What with Trump and Melania? I think that's like a once a month kind of thing. That guy, there's no way. He's like the oldest president we're ever going to have.
I didn't even think about this. That guy definitely is probably having sex with like hookers, right? Before he was president.
Trump? Allegedly, because we're going to get sued.
I said probably. Probably.
Allegedly.
Okay, maybe a guy of Trump's station who has a wife like Melania might also be paying for it on the side.
And also shits on people's chests in dungeons, but allegedly.
Yeah. Hey, to each his own.
There's going to be a scandal. There's going to be a scandal. Like, there's no way all of those prostitutes are going to just be quiet.
Consenting adults.
They have been up until now.
Because he's not in yet. When's your value maximized? When the current sitting president paid me $50,000 to drop a deuce on his chest.
So you mean that when you have... The NSA, CIA, FBI in the palm of your hands, and you can have people neutralized as a national threat to society?
I'm just saying there's a lot of them.
Yeah, they're not... They should have... Those bitches, you should have come out before.
Right. You're fucking stupid.
You're done now. Right. You're done.
That's true. They got Marilyn Monroe. They're going to get some... Yeah, right. Eastern Hello. Ukrainian
exactly.
girl. She's going to get silenced.
And she was... The humongous star at the time.
Yeah.
If they can get her.
Allegedly. They got Marilyn Monroe.
Allegedly.
She disappeared.
Right. They can get you low-life prostitute bitches.
I don't know. It was Bobby and Johnny were running trains.
I hope we start a rumor here. I want that. Like, I heard a rumor.
This is the liberal pizza game.
Allegedly. Donald Trump paid $50,000 to take a shit on someone's chest.
No, it's to have someone. Allegedly. It's to have someone. Let's be accurate here. We don't want to put out false.
Oh.
So he lays on his back.
Allegedly.
And she shits on him.
And she drops the deuce on his chest and or mouth when he scooches down.
Allegedly.
And you might think this is gross, but I was did you read about, McAfee, the guy who runs the McAfee company?
Yeah. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy. He lives out on this, island in Tahiti. And, they started interviewing all the Tahitian girls, and all of them just have the same story of him, making them sit on a hammock with a hole in it, and he just lays under the hammock. Am I the only person who saw World Star this morning? This is on there.
Yeah, I did not
really?
See this.
Yeah.
No, I did not see this.
Okay, so
these are what billionaires do. I'm just saying this is what billionaires do.
I was going to say, I feel like that makes him a little bit
more
human.
Was it a banana hammock? What kind
of
hammock?
The fact that he's getting the shit on him,
It's directly into the mouth.
He likes the poo in the mouth.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Yes.
he
allegedly.
He likes a Hershey
he
fountain.
He likes the texture of soft-served ice cream, but he doesn't like the smell.
Okay.
Wait, because I feel like this, if he's getting shat on as opposed to shitting on other people, then it's it makes him more
See, but I feel...
less of a monster.
I want to keep saying allegedly.
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 So I feel like from the description of a megalomaniac that would take an office that they are not qualified for and destroy an entire world, that allegedly, I feel like this person would not be the shitty, but the shitter.
No, but think about it.
See,
I think it's the opposite.
I think that they're the shitter, not the shitty, because they are too important to have some plebeian peons poo on them.
But I think that's what makes it sexy.
He's like,
I have all this power.
I have all this power. I can shed it away, and somebody can shit on me.
Shit on me.
I think that they would be shitting on me.
That type of thing.
See, I don't think that. I think that there's somebody that's getting
horrible.
I can see him. I could see a megalomaniac of this stature. Not necessarily the orange one, but someone of his mental typography.
Not the orange president-elect currently. Someone of his orangeness.
Someone of his orangeness.
Yeah.
I can see them like self-flatulating. I could see that.
I can see wearing a diaper.
Before them allowing some sort of peon, because I was reading articles that he had... he's a germaphobe, and so I don't think that he would let someone poo on him.
But he likes the warmth of his own poo.
But I would see, someone of this psychological stature pooing on someone else.
Am I the only person that understands the sexual nature of poo? I'm not saying it's for me, but I've heard it described. I know it's a thing.
So you're saying you play patty cake
really
with your poo?
No, I'm saying I've read enough. I've seen enough episodes of Taboo to know that this has to be a thing.
Yeah,
there's definitely poo is a thing. Pee is definitely a thing too.
Pee is a thing. Have you ever had somebody pee on you?
No.
No, but I know people who have actually. You've had somebody pee on you.
Not like it happened. We were in it, we had sex and then we were in the shower afterwards and he just started peeing.
That's what
I
heard
was like.
Before.
Oh, he just dropped it on you?
Just dropped piss on me.
Non-consensual. That's foul.
It's like girl bye.
I was like, what are you doing?
Man bye.
He was like, you're not into that? And I'm like, no, I'm not into that. And like, you need to ask me.
I didn't know.
Now I'm getting dressed.
I wasn't ready for that to be a lock.
I'm too spiteful for that shit. It's just like, oh, you peeing on me? Mm-hmm. Enjoy your coffee, motherfucker.
Have you been peed on, Marissa?
Want me to pee on them all the time.
Have you been peed on?
No.
Okay. I've had a girl ask me to pee on her, but I wouldn't do it. It was my bed.
I've had guys ask me to pee on them.
Right. I've had a lot of guys ask me to pee on them, too.
Like, I can't even pee with somebody in the room with me. You know
Let
what I mean?
Let alone to try to focus
like,
on
and try to pee and be sexy while you're peeing. It's just like, oh yeah, I'm going to pee on you, big daddy. Like, no.
A lot of girls pee sexy. It's called squirting. And they're peeing. It's just now the rule is you can pee while you're having sex, so they're just doing
Isn't
it all the time.
Isn't that different, though?
It's pretty different.
They want you to think it's different.
It's supposed to be
different. It's pretty different.
Right?
I've seen it, too, bro. Don't give me the I've seen squirt face so I know saying, it's not pee. No. I've seen it, too. It's pee, bro.
It's not pee.
It's pee, man.
It's definitely not pee.
It's pee, bro. Look up the...
It's a different
somebody
color.
Somebody get a phone out. It's genetically, it's like 98.7% pee. Thank you. Yeah, it's not, but it is though.
Okay, so
we're both right.
We had
I'm not
the
saying
fact
you can't feel proud of it.
90% pee.
You're proud of it,
even if it is just.
But she did wet the bed. Yeah. I feel proud of it. I feel proud of it too. I'm like, I'm not gonna cry about it. But let's just call it what it is.
But like, isn't that just like shit has just gone on too long and you can't make it to the bathroom at that point? Because like,
I've
never
thing. Pee has its own smell and like consistency. Shit has its own consistency.
No, but I'm saying
do you
like
want that on
the quote unquote squirting. I feel like it's like, you know, something we should have wrapped this shit up like 10 minutes ago so I could have gone to the bathroom.
No, but what happens is sometimes like I think it's a feminist thing, like, and I'm going to mansplain it. But the way I've had it explained to me was that sometimes when you're about to come, you feel like you're going to pee. And you're trying to, you get worried about peeing, and so you prevent yourself from experiencing the orgasm. And so now girls are like, just let it happen. And so they're like, hey, I gotta pee while I come. It happens.
I will tell you this. This has never happened to me because before, because shit is going in that direction. I will go to the bathroom.
That is respectful. That's ethical, I think.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, first of all, you just need to do that spot check. It's like, is my shit okay?
I try to make sure I fart beforehand because you never know, like, if you're in the middle of it and you're like, you're in a bad position, you got to just hold it. So I just try to squeeze everything out before I, you know, for things
but
to go
like,
on.
It all,
right? Try to get it all cleaned out.
That's all in the preparation. It's like you go to the bathroom, you make sure you pee, you make sure there's no random toilet paper places. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you just take care of your shit before you get into some shit.
Go to the bathroom, ladies.
That's
go to the
saying.
Damn bathroom.
If I think things
I'm
are going
gay, so I'm taking up the butt. So that's like a regular, like, you're like into it and you're like, okay, wait, I think I gotta stop. Like, that was feeling great, but I think I gotta stop.
I love you, baby.
Wow.
Wow. It's just like,
no,
whoa.
It was like getting close. I'm like,
that
wait.
That tuna roll.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. It's like, should not have had that second coffee.
Right. No, but then sometimes you can't stop and it comes out. That's called like a Hershey fall. Or like you give somebody like a
it's called a Hershey's ball?
A chocolate kiss.
Is it a Hershey kiss?
A Hershey kiss or a Hershey
Oh,
ball,
I get like a Hershey kiss. Like it's sitting there like a Hershey kiss.
Or no,
that's that's some shit.
I've had to stop like, oh, I've got shit all over me. This is not good. We gotta stop.
Whoa.
So now, how does your
you literally were
respond?
About to have to get a spit take.
I don't want to mess up this beautiful equipment.
So like, when that happens, how does your partner respond?
Well, how does the partner respond? It depends. Like,
if he's an asshole, it's like different.
Yeah, if he's an asshole, he's like, well, no. Usually guys are embarrassed and want to be like, oh, my God. And then sometimes I like can get back into it, like after like we've washed off and like gotten like back together. But
because
like,
then you get like in the shower.
I get
like,
Hershey get kiss, shower. But I'm trying to figure out Hershey fall.
The Hershey's
well, Hershey just think fall? About Hershey's bro. And then a fall.
Right,
that's a lot.
No, yeah, sometimes it can be a lot.
Because like I know Hershey kiss, I've never heard Hershey fall. Because like you can get a Hershey kiss going on in the hetero world too. You know. It happens
that
sometimes.
That happens? You guys shit on each other too?
No, but girls let you do some things sometimes. And so, like, you know, I've had a couple girls like that, like that, like anal. And, you, but, you know, this could get racial. You know, sometimes it's kind of hard to tell. It's like, you got to get a napkin. You got to test it. You're like, what the? Whoa, I got to go to the bathroom. I couldn't tell.
I'm
couldn't
like, oh, yeah, that feels good. Wait, now that's really gushy. Oh, that's a little too gushy.
Whoa.
Is that warm and gushy?
Wait.
Yeah. That, this is the worst.
Now it smells like last week.
Truffle butter? Go ahead.
No, what is truffle butter?
It's God.
Okay. It's truffle butter. Because the white and the brown like makes it...
That sounds like a yeast.
That's definitely not... That's definitely not healthy. That's not sanitary at all. No.
Yeah.
Whoever truffle buttering ladies, man, swipe left on that guy. Yeah, don't recommend him to other ladies.
Okay, so
you should just
like
be like, he truffle buttered me, and that should be enough.
You cannot hear our lovely fact checker, but there is a thing called truffle butter. And truffle butter happens when one is entered in the front and then entered in the back. And then there is a substance.
Girl, how was your day with Tyrone? He truffle buttered me.
He truffle buttered me. And that was not the good truffles. Those aren't the expensive truffles. Those are the cheap truffles that give you a yeast infection.
wow. Whoa!
That was a yeasty
butter to your fries.
Yeah. It was like no, bitch, no.
Master Chef. This is not
a truffle butter episode. Right. Butter.
Not using this to elevate that's any.
I feel like if we were to like name this episode, it should be called Truffle Butter.
Truffle butter. Yeah. I think the show should be called Truffle Butter. Whenever this group of people is on Big Talk and Brewskis,
we're gonna make the Truffle Butter tour.
This is Truffle Butter 2.0.
That is disgusting. But you know what? Love it, man. Everybody, just if you're enjoying the truffle butter.
You know, hey, everybody's getting it in.
Live your truth. Live your truth.
Live your truth. Sometimes I get shit on. It happens.
Occupational hazard. Occupational hazard.
That's like, especially.
Are you
like,
really about this life or not, bro?
Exactly. If the guy's like, I'm going to do this butt sex, it happens. But like, I done kicked a couple old guys out the bed. Like, nah, nigga, you 45. You should not be shitting on me. You should know already.
You gotta have like hard comebacks. Yo, you know what? To preserve your dignity, you gotta have hard comebacks when that happens to you, though. Like, you gotta have like one liners. Like, you gotta be like, listen, man, it's been there longer than you, bro. Occupado. Occupado.
It's like, can't even feel my prostate no more.
That lasts that long. Oh my goodness.
What were we talking about? Yeah, Barack Obama. We're talking about the first black president of the United States and his lovely wife.
The natural progression.
Can we just mourn that for like the fact that like it's like 2 weeks, that's it?
Did y'all see Michelle cry today?
Yeah. It's about to be over.
I mean, I know that I've been doing a lot of crying.
That was amazing. We had a black president.
I used to have a bit about how I was like, you know, because we talked to earlier, but I was like very like weird about my relationship with race. I had a whole bit about like black people like high fiving Barack Obama's a president. We got a black president. I'm like, no. You didn't invite me to your fucking parties. Mm-hmm. They're like, I got my president. We haven't had a black president yet.
Yeah.
It was like, that was like my.
Like, you felt like, hey, yeah, get like, up out of here. This ain't us.
You
this
got
is me.
No president.
Me,
right.
Cheater. Yeah. We got our president.
Oh, you biracially own Barack.
Yeah, right. Right.
I would say that's true if Barack had like a white wife. But once he had like a black wife, that's a black man.
Yeah. We claim him.
We claim him.
There's a lot of black men that have white wives. And they would consider themselves to be black.
Not a. I don't think before Barack ran, we would expect the first black president to have a black wife.
I think if you think about it,
I think that was a surprising thing.
Is racially grounded enough to have a black man with a white wife?
I think that's way more passable. Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr.
But he was also Jewish and blind.
He became Jewish, so that's my point.
Still blind and Jewish.
But the more you're willing to embrace,
and he was an entertainer.
His wife was very black. Michelle Obama, no, like most people, the way they were trying to come at her in their initial like campaign, I suspected that it was going to hurt the election because she's like they did a good job of hiding how black she is. Like, yeah, they did a good job of suppressing that shit. I thought for sure she was going to blow it up and sink the ship. That's how down women are. Like black women are, they'll just. I'm just going to be quiet because I want my man to succeed. But
that's very
true. Every time they put the camera on here, she was like biting her lips and trying not to say how she really feels. Like she said it today when she in her speech, she was crying. It was a very emotional speech. It made me wish she would want political office, but I wouldn't want that for her because she shouldn't have to deal with that. This country doesn't deserve her. But she was telling young people to like make the country that is deserving of your gift. And so she doesn't see this place as a thing that's the thing people should be happy about yet. She wants the people to make it something that we should be proud of. And if we really delved into how Michelle probably feels about this country, I think it would have been very difficult for Barack Obama to win the presidency. So she just often just kept her mouth shut.
Look at her hair from the when they was she he was running for office until now, and now she's like weaved out. She got like
she's so ready to go back to Chicago, yo.
She's like, y'all motherfuckers don't know. No. I was dumbing it down the whole time because y'all couldn't take the weave.
Do you think that there was like there's a lot of nights in the White House where she's watching the news and like watching Fox and she's like, like taking the.
I think there's moments where like I don't know if you guys know what Ta-Nehisi Coates is. You're familiar with the Atlantic, right? He's like this really black journalist, and so he like is he's Barack Obama in black nerd world, and then the other side is Ta-Nehisi Coates. And so Ta-Nehisi Coates is like, Barack Obama's not doing enough for black people. He should do this, this, and that, talking about white supremacy. And Barack is the guy that has to kind of bridge the gaps between white America and black America. So Barack, I know, is like reading these articles Ta-Nehisi Coates has been writing for like 8 years, just going to the show.
He wrote My President is Black, right?
Yeah, he wrote that. And so he did an interview piece with Barack Obama talking about reparations, and they're like, it's basically like the nerd, black nerd version of like Biggie versus... like of Jay-Z versus Nas. So it's like these two like elite black guys with two fundamentally different opinions. And like watching them talk back and forth about each other, I'm like, Michelle agrees with Ta-Nehisi Coates. agrees with Coates. But, you know, and you can tell Barack is like trying to bring himself to that space, but he has a different experience.
Right.
And so I like that there are the couple and it's not like a Tiger Woods thing. You know?
Right.
You listen to the sound you just made me thought about. You're like, right. Right. This is way better.
Play that back.
This is way better.
I don't know if he would have won if he had a white wife, though.
I don't think he would have.
No.
Because I think that...
you know how many white women Barack had back in Harvard? There's journal entries about Barack.
No, and I'm sure that he did.
I've read
them. But I also feel like this country is still fundamentally racist.
Yeah.
And so that... if you have what is, even though, you know, for the, and I'm not trying to take away from the biracial achievement, but for most people in this country, he looks black, he's black. And if he were to come with some, like, you know, Tommy Lorraine looking wife, that they'd be like, oh, no, no. Like, that's only for athletes and actors. We don't want our politicians, because our politicians have to be godly, and they have to be salt of the earth, and they have to be educated. And you can't go and have this flamboyant black man with this white woman. Like, you can't be having
that's one way to look at it, but I don't think that's how...
That's the white people, too, though. But the black people, it's some grandmas and uncles. Like, oh,
no, but I don't necessarily agree with that, though.
No, he got the little Sarah over there. I don't know if I agree with that, though.
But look at all the black guys guys Republicans love, though. Republicans promote and love a certain type of black guy within their party, and most of those are married to white girls.
Yeah,
so Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, white woman. Tim Kaine, they put him in to run for president. White wife. Nobody cared. I think a union between a black man and a black woman that love each other and love blackness is more terrifying to white society and white mainstream culture than a black guy who has black skin but has a white wife, loves white things, likes to talk about white things, and is safe. I think that's the guy that they love more.
I think that you're discounting the notion of the magical black person.
That's what that guy is.
But I feel like the black person with a white wife is assimilating. I think that in their minds, your magical Negro is somebody that can fight all the odds and still have a black family.
No,
and
that's not magical.
Like I think that that to them is. I think that they probably find de Blasio scarier than they find Obama.
I think they find black women scarier in general because black women are way less likely to give a shit about your white tears. And so, like, they're always, like, the one on the front lines that's fighting because they're not going to play it. They've been working too long and too hard to try and pretend that they don't know what's going on around them. Black men are the first to be like, eh, come on, it's not that bad. Right. Why? Because they like white women. That's why. And so they don't want to lose that. And so they're way – a black guy that is appealing to white culture is way more comfortable for a white society that doesn't want culture to change than a black guy who has a black woman next to him in his ear at night totally talking about black stuff together, talking about what they as a black couple can do for black people. That's why why do you think they were the first thing they said against Michelle Obama was that she doesn't love America? She's not American and that Barack is not American. They're not American because they're two black people together that are successful, that smart, powerful. They're the scarier
most
thing.
Most people would say that they did nothing for black America, though. So there really aren't that
the people
that
who say
couple.
That, I think, I don't know what they're talking about. I think the people, I really push back against the what has Barack done. Like, what did Jackie Robinson do for black America? Does that mean because he didn't speak up enough about or support Malcolm X that he's not an icon? And being the first black, like Dave Chappelle has a joke. He goes, never be the first black anything. It's the hardest thing you could possibly be. Mm-hmm. Like, what did you expect the first black president to do? Say we're going to put white people in slavery and sign reparations? It was never going to happen. He needed the votes. And so, like, I think a lot of black people are underestimating what the president can do in 8 years. I think it's an extremely unfair criticism of him.
Huh.
It's the one thing, like, do you not see what just happened? Like, they put an orange evil devil in the White House after this
allegedly
guy.
Allegedly.
And y'all are trying to act like... y'all are trying to act like that has nothing to do with how much opposition was going against the black president. He had a ton of opposition.
Once he got elected, they were... hell or high water, they were not going to allow him to be successful.
Right.
And everything that he got done was in spite of him. At the same time, I just kind of feel like, going back to this alleged devil.
Devil.
You know.
I'm going to say it. Come get me.
I will say as the Asians will say a guaylo.
She went hit him with a guai low.
Not a guai high, but a guai low. Because then when you go high, they go guai low.
When you go high, they guai low. That is awesome. I hope you have some Asian fans. There better be an Asian person just
it's
chuckling.
Like, yo, it's like, guai low this bitch.
This
yes.
Is you're a black woman. You just hit a guai low pun. Can we clap it up for Marissa's guai low pun? That was amazing. That was
you're right. There's somebody in an armchair. Too.
Yeah. I feel like we've got to give that to the Obamas. They didn't know we could do that back in the day.
Yeah. It's like that joke was for Canal Street. Yes.
Sorry, I have a vision.
I gotta shake it off. Right.
We all warned you. We're black nerds. Shut up.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
No, but, all four of us.
You know, this is the thing that is just so upsetting to me. It's just kind of like I felt like we finally raised the bar in this country, and we finally kind of shook away the anti-intelligence and anti-intelligentsia and that we're just back into like the swamp sludge that is NASCAR and 18-wheeler trucks and chewing tobacco, and that we just became
stupid again.
The world's lowest denomination of what an American is, that's what we've just elected.
I think what we saw in Barack is like what America could be, even though it isn't that yet.
It was aspirational.
Yeah, it's like this could be us if we just get our shit together.
Right.
And what you see in Trump is like the majority of America going, I'm not getting my shit together. This is what we are. And that's what it is. And so,
but it's not what we are, because that wasn't the popular vote.
I see this is very much a failing, actually, on the younger vote and the millennials. I actually kind of think that, if anything, this should serve as a huge wake-up call that, like, walking up and down the street blocking traffic because you're upset about something is not the way to actually get anything done. Liking something on
Facebook... It's a way to get one thing done.
It's to block fucking traffic.
No, I disagree.
You know who was walking up and down and blocking those streets for when Trump won? Is the people that... They didn't vote.
Yeah.
We don't actually know that. We don't know that the people that were activists didn't vote.
They did interviews and about like something close to like 70% of them did not vote.
But Hillary lost by 89,000 votes in one district.
We're going up against the machine, the Republican right machine. That, like, you know what they do? They go out and vote for school board elections.
No, but
they go vote out for their local elections.
I agree with you to an extent, but here's the other thing: there's a value in seeing representation in your representatives.
Yeah,
it makes you feel in a part of the process. One, also, let's not pretend Republicans don't do goofy activist shit.
No, it's not.
When Barack won, they were out there in white wigs.
They do
with
all
muskets.
That shit. They do all of that stuff, so, but it doesn't matter if you do that stuff and only that stuff.
That's
the
true.
The problem is that we think that by sharing something on Facebook, we did something. When you share a rant by somebody who goes off about Trump, and you're like, yeah, this person's got a great point. You know, you share a Bill Maher clip that he just eviscerates Trump. You're like, you're not doing. Actually,
you don't think shaping minds helps the democratic process?
Not if those minds don't just do nothing but share that same video.
But would you say that someone that has a vested interest in the movement of political rhetoric that shares their thoughts is hurting the process by sharing it to other people that they think might have missed the information?
If they don't get people to actually go out and engage.
Do you think that the people sharing these things are not voting?
Yes.
You think the vast majority of politically invested people sit down and don't vote on the
debate? Yes. No, because these people think...
Where's the data on that?
Like, I know people that volunteered for Bernie Sanders that are not even registered to vote.
I don't know the majority of
people. Because Bernie Sanders is not on the...
I would agree that young people are horrible and that they don't actually do anything to fix things.
Right. Yeah,
they complain.
But
they'll
publicly
complain.
But I would argue that's just a natural part of having responsibilities. The older you get, the more you have on you, the more you care.
But as soon as I turned 18, I registered to vote. And every single election since I was 18, I voted. But that was because it was instilled in me that this was my civic duty to vote. And it wasn't that, I don't like the left because they're not giving me free education, and I don't like the right because they want to take away my reproductive rights. And since I don't like the left and I don't like the right, I'm not going to vote for anybody.
That's ridiculous.
Basically,
I'm sorry for using the word, but I think we can use it now. Now that Trump's in office, we should be able to say the R word, right?
But I feel like that happened
a lot.
Exactly what happened?
Right, like, and instead, exactly you should be saying to yourself, okay, in a situation where I feel both sides are shit, what is the least shitty thing that I can do?
I agree
for
with on Bernie
nation.
Or Buster's. I just don't. I thought you were talking about activists in general.
I'm not saying a lot of them do not vote.
I think Bernie or Buster's are some of the worst human beings on earth. I think Bernie or Buster's.
They're the
like,
other side of the coin of Trump people.
Yeah, they are, and they are because they're people that like they think that voting for the lesser evil is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. As if there's ever a scenario in world history where someone who is Jesus took the reins of power. No, you're not going to get an altruistic person and the reins of power. You're trying to avoid the worst case scenario and hoping long term that saves everyone. If you take one bad left turn here, you get Hitler in Germany. It's just one wrong turn. It's not like a progression. It's just you make a mistake once.
Okay.
Here's my test for somebody then. Mm. The next time you're talking to somebody who's particularly politically active and they're like ranting about Trump.
I'm one of those people. That's why I'm saying.
Ask, when's the next, who's the next person you're planning on voting for?
in office for the Democrats? We don't know yet.
John Wisniewski for the state of the state governorship of New Jersey, because I live in New Jersey.
Oh, you're talking about local election.
I'm talking about that's and that's the issue. That's
no,
what
but
I'm
you didn't
about.
Specify which part you wanted in the
because
which,
people
which
the, that's the yeah. issue that I'm talking about because we assume that like every 4 years is the only time this kind of shit matters. No. Republicans have a ground game.
No, they do.
Are
yeah,
they
that's true.
Vote in
Democrats
everybody.
Are losers. Liberals everything. Are losers in general because
Democrat,
they yeah. I agree with
my
that.
Feeling about Democrats and liberals per se is that they are not willing to get their hands dirty.
Yeah.
And I feel like the problem is that when you're getting down to these moral gray areas,
yeah.
when you're getting down to the let the ends justify the means, that Republicans are very Machiavellian and,
it's
and
war.
I feel like
we're winning
Democrats
the battle.
Yeah. are very idealistic.
Yep.
And when it comes down to we're going to have a sociopathic, myopic, self-centered, egotistical, sociopath, orange, allegedly, person waging us into nuclear war at a blink of an eye.
Allegedly less prostitutes. Take dumps on his chest. Yes, allegedly.
That's what I heard a bunch of times.
I've heard it before. People are talking about this. I love this media line. People are talking about Donald Trump allegedly letting prostitutes take a dump on his chest. All I have to do is say, you just have to say people are talking about it.
Well, that's what I read when I was reading about Pizzagate. But I just feel like Democrats needed to go in harder. And you know what? They needed to go and find that 13-year-old girl that accused him of rape.
Yeah.
They needed to go and find his ex-wife that said that he ripped the hair out of her head. They needed to go in and go hard and get these people out and pay what they needed to pay to get the story out to make these issues known. As opposed to, you know, me being here and feeling like, you know, as a woman in America that, like, my country is attacking me. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, I feel like, oh, well, you know, Planned Parenthood. Like, I think that it's crazy that someone would be like, oh, well, I can't believe that someone's raping women on the streets of Brooklyn when you've got a president that his ex-wife in a court of law said that he raped her. Well, of course we're going to have regular men raping people when a president rapes people.
I just honestly feel like we always get invested in the pop culture arguments. And so we allow the Democratic Party to make us feel good by talking about, oh, racism so bad. Everybody's like, racism. Right. And I think a lot of people get stuck in that type of conversation and then forget because they don't see the big picture of it. They're not invested in, like, who's winning what seats and how many seats we need to win to be able to move policy. Who's going to have the – like, I hear people tell me about, you know, how Jill Stein is a better candidate than Hillary Clinton. But I'm like, all right, how does Congress work? And they're like, I don't know.
Right,
it's just like, shut up, because you don't know what you're talking about. I guarantee you you're wrong. But because we're liberal and being liberal allows for diversity of opinion and thought, like, we don't get to be like,
no,
we don't get to suppress people. We don't get to suppress people's thoughts.
Right.
And so even when we deal with like somebody like Donald Trump, who's saying Mexicans are rapists, because we're such losers in our ability to confront to deal with conflict between two thoughts, we're like, yeah, you know, this over intellectualized reason why this is that is wrong.
Right.
And we can't even say he's a liar because we have to, we liberals believe in journalistic integrity, which is you can't just call somebody a liar.
Right.
And that's why we lost.
I feel like that is a problem is that, like, you know, we pulled too many punches and we needed to go in for the jugular and we didn't.
But I don't think this is going to wake anybody up, for
no,
the record.
I
don't
agree.
Think it's going to wake anybody up.
We're going to have to wrap this up for this week. But before we go, Darren, where can everyone see you next?
Tomorrow night, I'm going to be back at home in Bridgeport, Connecticut at Murphy's Law with the great Jackson, the comedian, and Richie Hector headlining. Show starts at 9 p.m. Darren is a comic. D-A-R-R-E-N.
And where can they follow you? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz.
Yep, Instagram preferably. Darren is a comic. DM me all your sexy thoughts, please. Or none of them. Just tell me. Just I'm a race baiter and tell me to shut the hell up. D-A-R-R-E-N is a comic.
And Tim, again, you're going to be in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Atlanta on the Off the Grid show on in the Highwire Comedy on the this this uh, this next Friday on the 13th at 8 o'clock. And then I've got, I don't know, a bunch of shows that you can find. Find a listing up on timalexander.com. You can find me on the Instagram and Twitters and all that stuff at timalexandernyc.
Ronnie Daniels.
I am hosting a show at Broadway Comedy Club on the 13th. You can look me up on Facebook, Ronnie Daniels. I am RonnieDaniels.com. Instagram, Ronnie Daniels. Twitter, Ronnie Daniels.
Tomorrow, I'm on Orange is the New President, Broadway Comedy Club, 2:30. And at 6:30, I'm on Merriment Mortification at Auto Shrunken Head. January 20th is next, Fashionably Funny at Broadway Comedy Club at 10 p.m. And every Friday, you can catch us on Big Talk and Brewskies right here on FLO Empire Radio. Have a great weekend, you guys. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. We'll see you next Friday. We love you. Be safe.
See
you
later.
Bye.
Yeah, Big Talk and Brewskies. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big Talk and Brewskies. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big Talk and Brewskies with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big Talk and Brewskies is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big Talk and Brewskies with Marissa Smith. Yeah.